done the amount of work that he's done, and to see the way he moved coming off of an injury that he had, that was surprising. It was really nice to see Britton Covey out there. You know, young fellow, local kid, who's smart, has great savvy, to him to running routes on the inside, and that's what you need. You know, Corey Butler is he's a special kid in a good way, and so it's going to be great to see him develop and continue to really try to perfect his craft.
Fans and media alike, sorry, Amy, have kind of identified the wide receiver group as one of the question marks for this offense because the offensive line is established, Devontae's established. Is that a justifiable concern, or do you feel, having been closer to the group, that the talent and the playmakers are there, it's just someone needs to emerge?
Well, I think that that's an accurate assessment. Anytime you lose Kalen Clay, Drez Anderson, there's going to be question. I think that we have a tremendous amount of talent in this group right now. I couldn't be happier with the guys that we have, really top to bottom. I mean, we have 14 guys in camp, and I truly believe that 12, maybe 13, legitimately have a shot at playing considerable snaps. Now, obviously, at this point and early on, it's going to be who's going to get the majority of those snaps. So, absolutely, question mark. But if we keep having days like we did today, no down days, then it's going to be a nice, healthy competition where there's going to be a lot of guys to throw to.
Look like Scotty, Raylan, Jameson were limited today. Any timeline on when you might get those guys back?
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't go to enough schooling to get my PhD in anything like that, so I don't know.
Opportunity, though, for some of the kids who haven't been in the program or maybe weren't in the spring practices?
Absolutely. So. There's some new faces out there at the wide receiver position. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, there's Kay Scott is really the one that has the most reps under his belt. So even with Tim Patrick, I mean, Tim Patrick had a considerable amount of reps last year, but that's 1 year, and it got cut short. So there's I'm excited about talent, but now we got to do something with the talent to hopefully make that question mark into an exclamation mark.
Do you think with all of the depth that you spoke about, do you think you're going to see a lot of different wide receivers playing, or are you going to try to narrow it down to 3, 4, 5 guys that get the majority of the playing time?
Well, at the end of the day, you're going to play your best 3 guys on the field as much as you can. The good thing, though, is when you have depth, there's not going to be a drop-off when you have to go to maybe your 4th, your 5th, your 6th receiver. And so far in this particular situation, we might not see much of a drop-off going, you know, 8, 9, and 10. But at the end of the day, we're fighting for 7 guys travel, 7 guys travel. And so at the end of the day, we're going to find the best 7 guys that help this football team.
What did you think of Bubba Poole playing slot receiver today?
Yeah, Bubba improved. You know, Bubba wide receiver is not a natural position for him. One thing that Bubba does well is he catches the ball well. His route running, it still needs a lot of work, and that's where we're going to spend the majority of our time is him in the route running so that when we go up against press man that he can win a individual route, not just be a zone, find a zone type receiver. So Bubba has the ability to make big plays when he gets the ball in his hands. And so, you know, we got to figure out 2 things. We got to figure out as an offense how we're going to use him. And 2, he's got to figure out, he's got to do a better job of becoming a better route runner.
A lot's going to be made of Covey's size.
Yeah.
He's a smaller guy.
Yeah.
How much of a factor is that really as you guys consider him for, you know, playing time, travel, special teams roles?
He's a, you know, size does matter, but I played in the Big Ten. My highest weight that I ever weighed was 172 pounds. Can it be done? It absolutely can be done, but you want to protect yourself. And one way to protect yourself is to get in the weight room and put some meat on your bones. But if you're quick, sometimes you don't get touched. And right now, Covey is pretty gosh dang quick. But yes. As his development as a player in this football program, he's going to need to put some weight on, put some muscle on so that he can protect himself.
Did the guys come in as prepared as you wanted them to? Obviously, they can only work with strength coaches during the offseason and with each other.
Yep.
Did they come in ready to go like you wanted them to in camp?
I think Doug and his staff does a phenomenal job in the weight room. getting the guys as prepared as he can. You know, there's another step component of that where the guys got to do a little bit on their own. You know, we don't necessarily aren't at home with them to see how much they're eating, to see see if they're doing anything extra, because the NCAA obviously limits us on what we can do. So far, I mean, day one was a pretty good day. We just got to continue to build on it. We got to be consistent.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah. Thank you.
No problem.
Yes.